Anonistian story. All of you have heard about the disaster of the unsinkable ship Titanic, the ship that so miserably sank that dreadful night in April 1912. This happened during the maiden voyage of the Titanic bound for America. More than 2,000 people were on the ship. 1,495 people died on that voyage, and only 709 survived. I was one of those that were rescued. I guess my time hadn't come. My name is Anonistian, and I want to tell you in my own words about the most terrible night of my life and about the long journey from Shisa to America. Altogether, there were 11 of us from Shisa, 2 families and me. All the others died in the ocean. They were Mr. and Mrs. Donboom, and their young child, and the Anderson family, husband, wife, and their 5 children. All of them perished in the waves. I saw them standing together on the deck shortly before the ship sank. I have the Andersons particularly in mind. They were so much looking forward to starting a new life over there, and before we left England, they visited a photographer to have their portraits taken. Now the new life would begin, but instead it tragically ended in the deep ocean. I myself was born in Västra Änneby in 1890. My father and mother were farmers. We moved first to Höghult and then also lived at Farsbo. When I was 22 years old, I wanted to eventually go to America. My sister Clara was already there. All of us from Shisa left together. It was a long and perilous journey. First, we traveled all the way from Shisa to Gothenburg. We went with horses and carriages up to Bari at Lake Roxen, and then by canal boat to Gothenburg. From Gothenburg, it was a dreadful voyage on a sailing ship to the big harbor in Southampton in England. From there, the voyage across the Atlantic started, and we had tickets for the Titanic. Over 2,000 passengers would go on that maiden voyage with the most modern and unsinkable ship in the world. I will tell you with my own words about the disaster. I wrote the following lines back home to my worried parents. You must not think that I am badly treated now, even if I met with such trouble during my voyage. I can hardly describe how everything happened. There were dreadful cries of distress. You as well as I ought to thank our God that I am still alive. I was lucky enough to get into a lifeboat. I suppose my time had not come that I was supposed to die, but that I should see more of the world. You have probably read in the newspaper how everything happened, but I can tell you something too. The ship struck an iceberg at midnight between Sunday and Monday. It was a terrible collision, and we nearly fell out of our beds. But then they told us there was no danger, and therefore the passengers kept quite calm until the ship started sinking and the decks were full of people. You cannot imagine how terrible it was from that very moment. I cannot really describe it, but how frightful it was when everything was dark. When the ship sank, we were not far from it, and we nearly went down with it. There was an awful cracking and roaring when the ship went down. We had to stay in a lifeboat from 1:30 until 6:30 in the morning, but fortunately the sea was calm. Believe me, we were happy when we caught sight of the steamer Carpathia closing in on us and we could go on board there. They were so kind to us. They put blankets around us and gave us coffee and brandy as much as we wanted. But there was still a lot of moaning and tears because most of them had lost some relative. I felt most sorry for those families that were broken up. Many people went mad. I myself was rescued out of the ocean miraculously. And just imagine, strangely enough, I could even bring my food basket. I was the only person to bring such a thing. When I came ashore, even my money was safe. I had it on me. We were well received in New York. There they collected money so everyone who had been in the disaster got almost everything he or she needed. I was given $60, a fine coat and underwear, As soon as I could, I went to my sister Clara to start my new life. Anna Nystuen married in America and remained there in Des Moines, Iowa. She had 3 children and several grandchildren. When she died in 1977, her relatives had these lines published in Östgöta Correspondenten, a local newspaper. You ventured out on the great sea and had to try what life gives and takes. Now when you are sunk into the silent grave, the memory of you still remains.